Stelling poll: Make Frisbee's 17 million fuck offs Britain's official Brexit Day anthem. By James Stelling poll on January 29, 2020. Dominic Frisbee's 17 million fuck offs is, beyond doubt, the greatest song about Brexit ever written. Alright, so the field is not exactly crowded with competition. Nonetheless, Frisbee's comedic masterpiece, which wittily, liltingly, and swearily celebrates the Bravura Act of Defiance which led 17.4 million Britons to vote for Brexit in the EU referendum, against all the advice of the establishment experts, is, in Brexit terms, like My Way, Bohemian Rhapsody, Stairway to Heaven, and Mad Dogs and Englishmen rolled into one. That's why it is so very important that this Friday, when Britain celebrates her newfound independence from the European Union, Frisbee's song absolutely must be top of the official charts. Not only will the BBC then be forced to play it, but all the millions of people who voted for Brexit, and the millions more who would have voted Brexit if only they'd had the nerve, and the millions more who thought Remain was the right choice but have now realized how totally evil the EU is and want out as soon as possible, will be able to sing along to a song that truly captures the momentousness and hilarity and quintessential Britishness of the occasion. This is why it's so important that Breitbart readers help make this happen. By buying the song here on Amazon or here on iTunes, you can do your bit to rub the Ramoners' noses in it, and irritate the BBC, and donate your money to an excellent cause. Frisbee is donating all the profits to the Maggie Oliver Foundation for Victims of Child Rape Gangs. If you're unfamiliar with Frisbee, he is a man of many parts. Stand-up comic, cryptocurrency expert, anti-tax campaigner, libertarian, voiceover artiste, and all-round good egg. And if you don't help this excellent man in his superb song, there is a possibility that a rival campaign by embittered Ramoners may end up getting Beethoven's Ode to Joy, the European Union's official anthem, to number one instead. Which, obviously, would be a disaster.